Now we have an opportunity to hear from Mr. Jerry Fields for the sermonette.
This podium here with the cloth on it reminds me of Passover, which is a little bit about what I'm talking about today. Well, I have a question, and that is, are you prepared for the Passover, which is only 1 month from today? Today's the 7th, I believe the foot washing service is the 7th. Of next month. So 1 month from today. So I have here a test for us to take as we prepare for the Passover, a test that we all need to take, and that's the title of this sermonette, Take the Test. So first of all, what is a test? What is a test? Well, the definition of test is, one, an examination of something of value. An examination of something of value. And another definition of test is an event or trial that tries one's qualities. Thirdly, a set of questions. A test is a set of questions for determining one's progress of knowledge or abilities. And fourthly, a test is to be rated. For example, on a scale, like from 1 to 10 or A to F, to find what areas where we are weak or strong in. So with only 1 month remaining before Passover, we all need to take the test to see if we are ready for Passover. This test is an examination to determine our own personal progress and spiritual growth. We should do this before Passover and be thinking about these things in the next 30 days. God wants us to examine ourselves and to judge ourselves. This is explained in 1 Corinthians 11. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians 11. Verses 26 through 31. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim or you show the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whomsoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, in an unworthy manner or unacceptable manner, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But notice verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So we have to examine ourselves. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation or judgment to himself, not thoroughly discerning the Lord's body. For this cause or for this reason, or this is why many people among you are sick and weak, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. And be honest about it. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reckless or unprincipled, reprobates. Now I'll quote this in Psalms 26:2. King David said in Psalms 26:2, he said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. David asked God to examine him. So are we close enough to God where we can ask God to do the same thing for us? Have the same request? Well, with that in mind, here's the test. I have three quick test questions that you can ask yourself and to think about over the next few weeks. It's an open book test, but you must answer the questions honestly and to yourself. Question number one, am I growing in repentance? Am I growing in repentance? In other words, do you see change in yourself? Or am I still fighting my same old habits? We made any progress in that? God says, let not sin reign or control our physical body. And we can read this. We'll turn to Romans 6. Over to Romans 6. Romans 6, let's pick this up in verse 12. Romans 6, 12. It says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments, or weapons, you might say, of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments or weapons of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. God forbid. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey his servants, you are whom you obey? So are you serving man or are you serving God? Whether of sin or unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. So we need to strive to make change in our lives as servants of righteousness and to our calling and to our repentance. So asking a question, am I growing in repentance? I'll quote 2 Peter 3:18. I'm not going to turn there, but I'll quote it. 2 Peter 3:18 tells us, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now here in Romans 6, where we have been, notice verse 11. Verse 11, likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So are we showing that repentance? Are we becoming alive in our love for God and for Jesus Christ? Question number two. Am I growing in accepting God's correction? Am I growing in accepting God's correction? Ask yourself, can I take correction? Well, I know in my life I've had to take a lot of correction lately, a lot. Things happen. I ask God, correct me. Show me what I need to do. And that's what we need to do, accept that correction that God shows us so that we can act on it. Or do we deceive ourselves? Ask yourself if you're self-righteous. Over in Jeremiah 17, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So God will search our heart and try us with tests and trials. He wants to know what we really are made of. Notice verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So do I or can I ask God for correction? That's the question. Over in Jeremiah 10, a few pages back, Jeremiah 10, Jeremiah 10, verses 23 and 24. Verse 23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. You know, and that's the very first thing that Adam failed in. Didn't walk in God's steps. So the way of man is not in himself. Verse 24, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in anger, lest you bring me to nothing. So now's the time. We're being judged. And we have to ask for that correction. And we ask God to judge us and show us where we can change. We have to have the right attitude to take correction. Question number three. Question number three, am I growing in the fruits of God's Holy Spirit? Am I growing in God's Holy Spirit? What are the fruits of God's Holy Spirit? Well, they're listed in Galatians. Let's look back to Galatians 5. Galatians 5. The fruits of God's Holy Spirit are listed here in verse 22 and 23. Okay, Galatians 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, gentleness, goodness or generosity, and faith. Verse 23, meekness, you know, not to put yourself first, being meek, temperance, self-control, that's what that's about. Against such there is no law. Now as you read through these two verses, you can see our test is beginning to expand. Our test is beginning to expand bigger and bigger because we have to ask about all these fruits. Because we can ask the same questions about each of these fruits. Am I growing in knowledge and understanding? When we go through and ask that question in every one of those fruits. And this is a short version of the test. It's an ongoing test. It's a test that rates us to our own self, for our own growth, our own relationship to God. It's a test that we can keep expanding on. For example, other questions we can ask ourselves. Am I growing in the give way of life? Mr. Armstrong preached that over and over and over again. Am I growing in the give way of life? Am I growing in faith? Am I growing in balance? Am I growing in prayer and communication with God? Am I coming to the point where we can ask, like David did, examine me, O Lord, prove me, correct me, try my reins and my heart. So ask God to help us. Help me put away the old self. Notice in verse 25, Galatians 5, 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So let's strive to live in the Spirit and take the test. Don't be afraid of honest answers. Seek God through the test. In verse 9, in the same chapter, verse 9, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So remember that too, to be ready for Passover. Put our mind on these things. So in conclusion, Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verses 3 to 5. Verse 3, Galatians 6. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. So every man shall bear his own burden. So let's examine ourselves and rejoice in God's wonderful and awesome plan for mankind.